Tip 40. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips, interviews, quick starts, and videos covering the technologies we use every day. The 1 Minute Tip is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's tip, smart folders in Tiger. Now, if you use Smart Playlists in iTunes, you haven't seen anything yet. So let's get started by going into the File pull-down menu and select New Smart Folder. Now, it starts off looking like any other folder, except you'll notice there's a gray tab at the top that says Servers, Computers, Home, and Others, so you can specify certain places where these items that you're looking for can be found. And just below that, the searching components of this window. So let's say I want to find all things relating to my son, Connor, who you might have heard on an earlier show with the iPod Shuffle interview. Now I'm going to limit my search only to this computer, but I could also search servers if I'd like. So the first thing I'm going to select is Name, followed by Contains. Of course, I can always say Start With or End With, or any of the other parameters that might be in here, followed by his name. Now I can see right off the bat that I have a lot of things on my computer that has the name Connor on them, but what I'm looking for are images of Connor. So in the next line, I'm going to select Kind and Images. And I can also search for audio and video files as well. Notice the play button at the top of the images title bar? Now if you really want to see the power of a smart folder, take a look at the bottom of one of these lists where it says Others, and you can select things like Aperture, Alpha Channel, Codecs, City. There's a huge list of different types of things you can search for that will automatically show up inside of this smart folder. And when you're done, click on the Save button and it will allow you to save this folder like any other folder on your hard disk drive. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip, no spaces. And remember, there's only a couple more days to fill out the survey and become eligible to win an iPod Shuffle. Go to www.oneminutetip.com.